It is the late show. Henry has the night off. As a matter of fact, he'll be back Wednesday. And tomorrow night on the program here on the Lake Show, it'll be Matthew Collar from Purple Insider, Vikes Talk, and a whole lot more. They are hot. Get ready for Chicago on Monday night, 1 week from tonight. You normally hear me on Saturdays filling in on the Lake Show, occasionally on the Huddle on Sunday. And right now we're going to talk Timberwolves. Jace Frederick joins, covers the club for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Jace, hope you're doing well.
Hey, Steve. Pretty good, man. How about you?
Yeah, good, good. Last night's game, it was one of those, I felt like Warriors fans really got into it when Curry hit just a bomb of a three to close out the third. Pretty entertaining fourth, but in the final 4 or 5 minutes, really got tough for the Timberwolves and just trying to do too much.
Yeah, they didn't score in the final 4:47 of that game, and that's kind of been a story for them for much of this season. Like, the clutch time offense, and it's been a thing kind of throughout Anthony Edwards' time as Minnesota, and frankly now in Chris Finch's tenure, as that's obviously coincided with Ant. It's just been a struggle, and Mike Conley's kind of been an antidote for that in a lot of cases. And last night they went with Nikhil Alexander-Walker because he was playing well, and I understand that, but they just can't get good shots, and Anthony Edwards is just forcing up too many terrible looks, and they weren't falling. Sometimes they do, but it is a low-percentage thing, and you saw the low-percentage side of that. You can't go the last 5 minutes without a bucket and expect to win a game.
Yeah, and we learned, I didn't stick around for it. Ant didn't talk post-game, and Chris Finch, was pretty honest, and I think in his tenure has been very honest in his assessment of this team, and I think the players in general have reacted well to that, as well as can be expected when you know, at times you're getting ripped by the head coach, but it just wasn't a good look in a winnable game.
Yeah, Finch, certainly, especially with that, that among all things, like, I don't think anything drives him more nuts than a bad shot or lack of ball movement. And that is just something that, and well, he's certainly gotten better with his playmaking and his passing. Like, he's made strides there. Like, the ball can definitely get sticky, and he can try to, you know, hit, and basically Finch calls them like home runs. He oftentimes tries to swing for the fences late in games, like deliver knockout blows in situations that frankly don't call for it and wouldn't even be knockout blows. And instead of hitting home runs, sometimes he strikes out. And that really can crush Minnesota. It has a few different times this year. And yeah, Ant didn't talk, but from the sounds of it, he's very vocal even when he's not talking, like with the right in front of the recorders. And, you know, he purposely will go out of his way to say things loud so everybody can hear it. And he was acknowledging that, you know, it was on him. And that's great. The accountability is great. But at some point, you would like, when you're being taken accountability for the same thing over and over again, you would like for it to change. So we'll see if that progression takes place sometime this season.
Jace Frederick joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker here on the Lake Show. Henry has a night off. He'll be back midweek. You know, Jace, when you look at this team, it felt like in that four-game winning streak they had kind of turned the corner and shook off a slow start, and then you get this game in Golden State. But remember, you go into this weekend with two in San Francisco against Golden State, and the Warriors have been playing well, kind of a new-look team, and they've made some changes, and, you know, Steph Curry is still Steph Curry. That they're getting a split, getting out of there, winning one out of two, still isn't that bad.
Yeah, I think for sure. The Warriors got off to a really hot start, with their team. They kind of lost their footing a little bit. I think they ended last night losing 6 of 7, but it still is a team that, like, went healthy, you know, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and then, like, a bunch of decent players, and they're kind of trying to find their way in, like, a rotation and style of play that's going to work for them. But you just see, like, Steph was motivated last night, and he looked healthy last night. And he just looked like ready to go and like he had his full juice. And when that's the case, like, it's Golden State is a hard team to beat. So, yeah, I think Minnesota would have taken ahead of the weekend 1 out of 2. It just when the opportunity is there to get two, then I think that ultimately becomes the goal. I think they'd beaten Golden State like 5 straight times. And so to drop one that you probably felt like you could have won, that's where you leave with a little bit of a sour taste. But now you get 4 days off before they put the Lakers on Friday, and time to kind of, you know, rest, and then also just like continue to work on some of these things that they've certainly improved on, but also could require a little bit more love and care.
Yeah, in reality, I think you've got these first couple of months of the season, and the Timberwolves are still very much in the mix. Have you seen signs that some of the bad habits, once again, taking away the lack of scoring in the final 5 minutes of the game last night, but have you seen some things, Jace, defensively that are positive signs, really, where the team stumbled here out of the gate? You know, defensively, sometimes they just wouldn't guard anybody.
Yeah, I think we've definitely seen it from Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels, who are supposed to be like these all-NBA caliber. Jaden McDaniels was an all-NBA defender a year ago. They just came out of the gates really slow, just not with any real intent on guarding on the perimeter. They just kind of coasted through the first, you know, seemingly 15 games of the year, and Minnesota's defense significantly suffered. And then when there's no ball contained and no ball pressure, then like the other shortcomings, like a Julius Randle and maybe his lack of understanding of the scheme and willingness to fulfill kind of a low man role, and just kind of, I don't know, lack of ability, I guess, on that end of the court shines too, because now like everybody else is being counted on more when your supposedly star perimeter defenders aren't coming through. And I think Ant and Jaden have definitely upped their intensity, and they've played better on that end, and they've been more, especially Jaden these last few games, more of a game changer on that end like he has to be. And the Wolves have just put so much time and effort into like, okay, scheme-wise, here's where we need to be. We need to be aggressive here and here and here. And guys have bought in. And so they've gotten better defensively for sure. Like the four-game stretch they just had prior to last night was incredible. Defensively, the numbers that they were holding opponents to. So that is, I think, where they still believe their identity will be. And as we've seen, like their best basketball still probably comes from that type of defense that they have now proven. And I don't think it was a sure thing for a lot of people knowing that ahead of this stretch, but that they've proven they can still play.
And as you pointed out, there's a number of days off built into the schedule coming up. And they've got the Lakers at home on Friday. And then they go on the road to San Antonio to play the Spurs. Kind of a sneaky good team this year. If I remember, the Spurs handled the Timberwolves pretty good earlier this season. And then Cat and the Knicks on Thursday the 19th, circle that date.
Yeah, it's an interesting portion of the schedule. Certainly the Lakers have not played super well of late, but you know, it's still the Lakers. And then the Spurs, you're especially right, when Wemby plays, the Spurs have been really good this year. Yeah. He's missed some games, and they struggle a lot when he's not on the court. But when he plays, they've generally been a pretty solid team, and they're hovering right around 500, much like Minnesota. And then, yeah, all eyes will be on that Cat game. Obviously, his return to Minnesota, like that will be a celebrated event, I think, in a lot of ways. Like, I think fans will definitely shower him with praise, but then you also just can't wait to see, you know, like, and the Knicks is a premier game anyway, but you throw Cat's homecoming into that, like, it'll be a fun night at Target Center, and there'll be a lot of eyes on that one. And, like, what's interesting is they'll have another 3 days off before that. Like, they don't play a lot of basketball, and it's because of this in-season tournament and, like, the NBA saving the dates for the spotlight games, but you know, they have 4 days off here, and then they'll play two, and then they'll have 3 days off again, so plenty of time to fine-tune things and maybe be in their best form when Cat returns to town.
A year ago, the in-season tournament early on was kind of like, yeah. And now, maybe because the Timberwolves are a non-factor, I'm kind of like, yeah, whatever. I'm bored with it already.
I feel like that maybe was a thing. Like last time around, the fourth game, that final group play game was like, okay, they need to win by this much, and this team needs to lose by this much, and they'll be in. But they lost to Portland, and I honestly don't think that was the first game of it, and I don't think anybody even really thought about it again. So yeah, I think it's one of those things like in the baseball season, if your team's in it, you're really into the baseball season, where if your team is like a 100-loss team, you're like, baseball stinks. That's kind of where I think people are probably going to be at with this in-season tournament.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up. It's fair to say Cat will get a warmer welcome than Kirk Cousins did on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm not surprised. Like, it's football and whatnot. Like, not that Kirk did anything terrible here, you know, but I think Cat really has been here for so long and obviously was traded and, like, didn't have any say in it and would have probably preferred not to be traded and entrenched himself in the community and did so much good here. Like, there's no, even if you found Cat to be, like, an imperfect player, there's no reason to have any ill will towards him. So I expect him to just get heaped with praise. I expect quite an ovation when he is introduced, and I'm sure they'll have the massive video and all that stuff, and it'll all be really well deserved.
Yeah, and final thought, Jace, before we let you go, and really do appreciate your time. Still early way too early to judge the trade, the value of the trade, and how all these pieces are going to come together. At what point do you say, you know, it's time to be concerned or they're going to be okay? I mean, is it early January? I mean, what are you looking at for this team to, like, really show, hey, they're a legit contender like they were a year ago?
I would say this next month and a half. Like, if we roll towards, like, mid-January and they're still a 500 team, well, the odds are that's who you are at that point then until you change your roster. I mean, Dallas was not good last year, and then they made a couple key acquisitions at the deadline, and then they became a good team. But I don't think they were on that trajectory. Like, at some point through 40 games or whatever, you are who you are. And so, like, if this team can do what they've done the last week and a half here and continue to make strides, and now all of a sudden they're 8 games over 500 by that point, then they're okay. Then they certainly will probably be a contender in the West, and, like, we'll see when the playoffs roll around. But if they sputter, if they have more ups and downs, if they're a 500 team at that point, then that is probably when you're like, yeah, this is probably just a 500 team. Like, rarely is the switch really flipped in the NBA. So I do think, like, this trend of current play now will have to continue for them to feel really good about where they're at when it does come to, like, the trade deadline and whatnot.
Always good to visit with you. Certainly do appreciate the coverage, Jace.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a good one.
There he is, Jace Frederick of the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com.